Chapter 38, Barracuda Capital of the World. San Lorenzo was 50 miles long and 20 miles wide, I learned from the supplement to the New York Sunday Times. Its population was 450,000 souls, all fiercely dedicated to the ideals of the free world. Its highest point, Mount McCabe, was 11,000 feet above sea level. Its capital was Bolivar, a strikingly modern city built on a harbor capable of sheltering the entire United States Navy. The principal exports were sugar, coffee, bananas, indigo, and handcrafted novelties. And sports fishermen recognized San Lorenzo as the unchallenged barracuda capital of the world. I wondered how Franklin Honecker, who had never even finished high school, had got himself such a fancy job. I found a partial answer in an essay on San Lorenzo that was signed by Papa Manzano. Papa said that Frank was the architect of the San Lorenzo Master Plan, which included new roads, rural electrification, sewage disposal plants, hotels, hospitals, clinics, railroads, the works. And though the essay was brief and tightly edited, Papa referred to Frank five times as the blood son of Dr. Felix Honecker. The phrase reeked of cannibalism. Papa plainly felt that Frank was a chunk of the old man's magic meat.